call Excited About Jesus, and each and every one of you on the line this morning. We praise God for you and extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings. It is 7, and we're going to go on and get our call started so that we're giving the speaker plenty of time to bring forth, that's it, the word of God. We're going to go out to Chicago, and we're asking Miss Amber if you would come to the line, please, and give us our opening prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God for another day and another morning that truly God has made. So we're going to go to the throne room boldly. God, now to you who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless, God, before the presence of your glory with exceedingly joy, God. And God, you are a Savior. To you alone, you're wise. And to God be the glory, majesty, dominion, power for now and forevermore. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we rise early to declare your lordship, God. God, we come into the volume of the book that was written for us on this day, Father God, this another Tuesday, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that our prayers meet you this morning, and we command the morning to open its ears to our prayers, Father God. Let conception take place, that our prayers will reign and be dispatched on the earth. God, we thank you for protecting, warfare, and guardian angels, Father God, angels that are ascending and descending on our behalf, Father God, from the third heavens, Father God, shutting up the gates of the second heaven, down to the earth, Father God. Father God, that your word will come forth with power and might. God, we pray for the master's morning call, Father God, and each and every person on this line, whether part of artists or not, God. God, we thank you that salvation, deliverance, healing, Father God, prosperity, God, every knee shall be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we veto, we cancel, we assassinate the hand of the enemy that try to come against anyone, anything, frequencies, airwaves on this call. God, we ask you to bless the host, Pastor PK, God, and Brother Elijah. We ask you to touch their hearts and minds, God. Dr. Vanessa and her faithfulness, God. God, we thank you for Dr. Joycelyn as she hosts, Father God, in place of Dr. PK, God. We thank you for Tiffany, God, in standing in the gap, Lord. We thank you for every intercessor and prayer warrior, whether they are part of this team or they're praying in their secret closet, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our president of artists, Lord, and bless them. God, we thank you for the man of God. We pull him forth, put a demand on the anointing as you have downloaded the word of God, the rhema word, God, as never before. Rivers of living waters are already flowing. So we receive it, we're open to you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. It is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, General. Thank you for setting the morning, strategically commanding and assigning the atmosphere to receive the word of God and receive our hearts this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we praise God again for each and every one of you on the master's call this morning. So excited that you chose to get up as an eagle gathering to hear and receive, thus said the word of the Lord. We praise God for you, and we're excited about what we stand for. When we began this journey, Dr. P.K. Roberts and I were excited to unite our hearts and minds with the mission that we still walk in today, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So as you are on this call, we are speaking to the atmosphere that you be enriched by the rhema word of God, the presence of the Holy Ghost is truly on this line, that you be enhanced with the eyes of faith to see and expand your borders, all that God has for you. And as the general said this morning, as the word is downloaded into your spirit, we stir up the dunamis power of God that resides inside of you, and you speak with the exousia authority as you're empowered throughout your day. And the scripture, the foundation of what we believe and stand for on this master's call, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." In the morning we seek his face, not just his hand. On the master's call, we're seeking his face, the mind of God, the will of God, the heart of God, as his believers on this call. So we're so excited that you have chosen to be a part of this family and this journey. And the thread that has pulled our hearts together, we thank God for Artists International. And we thank God that it's a God-ordained company that has brought us together. And we're encouraging everyone on this line who is an artist distributor to visit your back office. And there are so many promotions and events that are going on. We want you to do that four-letter word. It's not a bad word, to read. Yeah, I'm going to say it. And get clarity on what's going on in our great company. And those of you who are not with artists, we're going to invite you to get back with the person who invited you so that you also can avail yourself and be a part of what God is doing as ministers in the marketplace. We do have a website for this call that houses all these powerful messages that come to you each and every morning. And we encourage you to visit our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will see a list and links of the many, many, and I mean awesome, off the hook, show enough, anointed and appointed messages that we have archived since our beginning back on October 25th of 2010. We also have an email address where we encourage you, because one of the other missions of this call is to pray. The prayers of the righteous, that's the word, availeth much. And we are just so excited when you send us an email, give us your prayer requests, give us your praise reports. We have a praise report. Evangelist Gwen said they got the building permit in Chicago at Liberty Temple. We've been praying for that, and we love to get those praise reports, but we want those prayer requests too. And that email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Just let us hear from you, and we really want to hear from you. We've been asking and haven't received as many as I would like to receive at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. A shout-out to Dr. P.K. Roberts. Many of you all know that she is retiring from the United States Army, where she has served faithfully as a chaplain for many years, and her celebration ceremony is June 29th, which is coming up in just a few days. We would love for many of you all to come, but if you can't come, your prayers can and your words of celebration can. So I would like to see many, many more of you all bombard that email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and give a shout-out. Just put on the subject line, "Congratulations, Dr. PK," and we'll make sure that she gets each and every one of them. Well, I tell you now, you want to get ready, get ready, get ready, as we say in Dallas land, to hear the awesome speaker, our man of God this morning. And we love that they're back on the power couple from heaven. We have him every Tuesday and his wife on Fridays, and we love with the spirit of family to always have her come and introduce our anointed mouthpiece for the morning. Dr. Joycelyn, the floor is yours.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. We honor the Lord for you, and we honor the Lord for every one of you that are on this call this morning. And I want to say that it's an absolute privilege to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. He is one that I absolutely love and adore. He is a prophet, priest, and a provider for our home, and that to me is just such an absolute blessing to have him as the head of this home under Jesus. So I honor the Lord for this man of God. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi. But right now we reside in the beautiful city of Hartford, Wisconsin, where this morning on the street as we were walking and running, we had our sweatshirts on. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, he's an apostle. He's an author. He is also a senior pastor of 25 years of Berean Family Worship Center, located in the city of Milwaukee. But more than that, for me, he is my husband, who I absolutely adore, as well as the father of all of our children. And he is a man of integrity, one of honor and truth. And I agree with the woman of God that said that a demand of the on the anointing of God has already been released. And I agree that conception will come this morning as you come this morning, Pastor Dr. Walter Henderson III, if you bring us the word of God. God bless you, man of God, as you come.
Good morning to each of you. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Good. All right. Well, to Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for this opportunity. Dr. PK in her absence, to my beautiful wife, Dr. Joycelyn, whom I love, and I thank God for the opportunity to you, the master's call. I pray, God, that this morning we will continue where we left off on last time. I want you to go back and just briefly review. We were talking about the life given by God, and it's important to us that we're not living someone else's life. We're living the life God gave us to live. That is, he has designed us for a certain purpose. He has designed us, given us certain anointings and grace in our life to carry out certain purpose in this earth. So just quickly, we said that in that design that there were three different measurements that God has given us. First of all, there is grace. And we said that grace is the divine influence upon the heart that reflects itself in the life. Ephesians 4:7 said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Secondly, we said that there is faith. That is the total reliance upon God's word. Romans 12:3 says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So there is a measure of grace given to us. There is now also a measure of faith, and that we're not shouldn't think of ourselves being something that God has not called us to be. Thirdly, there is something called rule, and that is a standard or a boundary or a sphere. 2 Corinthians 10:13 said, we, on the other hand, will not boast beyond our legitimate province and proper limit, but will keep within the limits of our commission, which God has allotted us as our measuring line, and which reaches and include even you. And that is 2 Corinthians 10:13 in the Amplified, because it did exactly what I wanted to do, amplify that. Now, so we have a measure of grace, we have a measure of faith, and we have a measure of rule. Paul quickly understood that his rule was not with the Jewish people, even though he was Jewish, had sat under the best Jewish teachers, but every time he went among the Jewish people, they wanted to stone him and kill him. But when he went to the Gentile, he flourished. And so we need to know who we are called to. We need to know what is our rule. Where can we dominate what God has given us? And so we said we're going to call all of these three measurements, measures, a measurement. So you have a measurement. You have a measure of rule, a measure of grace, and also a measure of grace. Now, we said that within the types of gifts, there is the doria, and that Ephesians 4:7 told us about those. We said there is the doma gifts. That is Ephesians 4:8. That's where we have the fivefold ministries, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and also teacher. And then there is the charisma gift. 2 Corinthians 12:7, where different one of us has been anointed by God, gifted to help the body of Christ to increase, praise God, because all of these gifts working within us, it's important that I operate in my grace, you operate in your grace, praise God, and together now the kingdom will explode. We said that in Psalms 8:5, we said that every man has been crowned with glory and honor. Psalms 8:5 said, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. We said there's that residue in all of us of that glory and honor. And we dreamed even as a child that we wanted to have this glory and honor. We wanted to do something great. We wanted to be something great. And we said that is that residue God has placed upon us. And we said if we don't get it legally, we'll try to get it illegally. Within the church, people are walking in office, they're not even calling, and praise God, because and where they at, the people won't let them flow. So therefore what happens is that they be trying to do something so I can get this glory and honor. This thing's working me, and I want to work it. We said that within the world where people are lost, they're trying to do it in entertainment. They're trying to do it in sports. They're trying to do a lot of different things to get it illegally. But here's the thing. When God is not working through it, it will not produce the kingdom of God. We said that God has placed in the earth you and me to replicate him. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That word life there is the Greek word zoe, and it means the life of God. So Jesus came to have the life of God flow through you, not just so you can have any kind of abundant life, but the life God has designed for you, the blessed life, the life overrunning, full of the grace of God, full of the power of God. Amen. Everywhere you go, the power of God just shows up. And so God wants to replicate himself through you. He wants to live you to live a certain life, and he wants to use his life to reveal himself to the rest of the world. The enemy is after your God kind of life. He doesn't care whatever you do in life. He don't care if you consider yourself prosperous. He doesn't concern if you consider yourself as availing much in life, doing some other thing, as long as you're not doing the thing that God has called you to do. Praise God. So he don't want you to have the God kind of life, because he understands the God kind of life connects you to the kingdom of God. The God kind of life will produce other sons and daughters for the kingdom. And so he doesn't want you to have that life. Life, praise God. He wants you to have a minimum life, and he wants you to have a life that's not flourishing. But I'm here to declare to you today that God is speaking to his people today, and he's making a demand upon what he has designed and placed us in this earth to do. And our life in Christ connects us to the kingdom of God. And that life God wants to now begin to bring forth out of you and bring forth out of me. If you hate your present life, it's very possibly it's because you're not living the God kind of life God gave you. You may be living somebody else's life. And so we need to make sure we're living that life. First of all, we have to find that God kind of life. Isaiah 12:3 said, therefore with joy should you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It's very interesting, because what God wants to do once he's born you again is to teach you how to find, how to draw out the life of God that's in you. And God wants to teach you the call upon your life. Amen. Every one of us has one. And he wants to draw it out. It's that place as you commune with him, as you stay in intimacy with him, in fellowship. Begin to pray, God, show me my life. God, I refuse to live on this people planet and miss the life that you had for me. Praise God. Because if I live 100 years and don't do what God called me to do, in heaven, it doesn't count. I'm driven by this to do what God has called me to do. And so he said, draw from the well. Glory to God. Amen. Spend time with God. Draw from everything God has impregnated you with to produce in this earth. So we said that water is symbolic. We're drawing from the well of the Holy Spirit, praise God. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Holy Spirit, which they had not received at this time, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. And then John 14:4-14 said, but whosoever drinketh this water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So that is the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and that's the life of God. Now, it's interesting, because in John he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, now, the well you draw to find out what it is, but the rivers is that which flows out of you to minister grace and life to those who God has called you and assigned you to. One of the major things my wife and I have, praise God, is the marriage. And we do marriage conferences throughout the United States, also around the world. And I know when I stand in that place, I can stand literally for hours upon hours, and I can preach and teach, and the word of God will flow. I'm in my river, and I'm telling you, I know that we can shift the atmosphere of where we are at that time, because that's my anointing. That's my river. Amen. But now there's other things. As a pastor, I can teach, praise God. I have a word, but I can't stand literally hours upon hours and let it flow out of me, because those are not my rivers. But amen, I know how to study. I know how to get into the word. I know how to get what God has given me. So you want those rivers flowing out of you, praise God. And when someone is standing in that area where God is called, and the rivers are flowing, you and I can get into that thing, and life will come upon us. So it's important, praise God. How do I know where this river is at? Well, that's the place that God writes upon your heart. 1 Chronicles 28:12, David began to talk about how he had received the pattern of the courts and for the temple that Solomon was going to build, how he had received, how the chambers was to build, how the treasury was supposed to build, and all of that. In verse 19, he said, "And all this said David, the Lord made me to understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern." Wherever God has called you, he will write on your heart. Praise God. Amen. If I got to go and buy some sermons, amen, to preach every Sunday, praise God, God's not writing on my heart. Amen. I should be able to go into the word. God has written something up on my heart to give to his people. Praise God. And that river will flow. And finally, I want to just give you this, is that you and I must learn how to platform our anointing. This was given, praise God, by a man of God. He spoke about this, where there was water. We found out there was oil underneath the waters in many parts of the United States there in Florida, and especially you Houstonians know what I'm talking about, because they had to go out and build something called a platform, because they knew it was oil under that water, but they didn't know how to get it out. And they built platforms so that they can go underneath that water, drill it, and bring out of the earth what they so desire. Well, God has called you and I, and we have to learn many times how to platform our anointing. Praise God. It's not that we're anointed to do something, but how do you make your presentation of it? How do you present it? You can't work somebody else's platform, be like somebody else, do what they do the way they do it, because God may have designed you in a different way. And so Matthew 5:14-16 says this, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Praise God. Now notice, the light is important. That's the call. That's the anointing of God. But he said, a light that's on a hill cannot be hid. We got to get that light out so men can see it. So here, he used a candlestick. Watch this. He used a platform, if you will, a certain way to get the light out. Praise God. Some of you got some stuff hid in you that's still hid. Praise God. Your light, you got a great light, but you haven't learned how to platform it. You got to find you a candlestick. You got to find you a way to get that thing up so that, amen, everybody standing on your light will be blessed. Praise God. They'll see your light. Amen. And the whole house, the scripture said, will get blessed. Praise God. So we need you to platform your anointing. We need you to find, first of all, the life God gave to you. Second, we need you to find a way to platform that thing. Praise God. You're just like in your business artist. You got to find it. If everybody is selling the same thing, but learn your presentation become very important, what you're going to give. Well, Hebrews 12:2 said, "Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith." The more you look at him, the more he gives you faith to do what he called you to do. When I look at Jesus, I see Jesus the apostle. I see Jesus the pastor. Amen. A doctor see Jesus the doctor. Praise God. Amen. A teacher see Jesus the teacher. Praise God. And so when you look unto Jesus, he'll show you the life and the way to platform your anointing. Praise God. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, that even now I speak to the eyes of their understanding, that you would open now by the power of the living God, that they may see the call of God upon their life like never before, that they may come into a full measure of their grace, praise God, their measure of grace, their measure of faith, and also, God, their measure of rule. I speak to their understanding that even now, God, they will begin to see in new ways they've never seen before, that the anointing of God will come forth, the life that you have planned for them will come forth. Bless them now, increase them, enlarge them now by the power of the Almighty God. I speak to their increase. I speak to their understanding. May your name be glorified in them. Get glory for yourself. Get honor, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. Hello?
Amen. Pastor Vanessa?
Good morning. We are still here. I hear you loud and clear. Does anyone out there hear me still?
I do hear you.
Willa, I hear you.
I hear you.
Dr. Joycelyn, are you there? Okay. Is that prayer warrior there?
Hello. God bless you. This is Sister Amber. Is Sister Robin on the phone? Well, man of God, we thank God for what you have brought forth. We know that.
Amen. Can you all hear me clearly out there?
I can, yes, ma'am.
All right. I just honor the Lord for the word of God that has come forth, and I tell you that it is a trick of the devil, but we are not going to give him no play. We honor the Lord for the measure of grace, faith, and rule. And, man of God, we bless the Lord for you and for the word that has been in your mouth this morning, and I truly believe that conception has come. Glory to God. And so we honor the Lord for that. Minister Robin, if you're on the line, we're going to ask that you would come at this time, that you seal this word in prayer. And if she's not there,
yes,
we're going to ask
Jocelyn,
if you would, Minister Amber, if you were going on seal this word in prayer this morning.
Dr. Jocelyn, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Loud and clear. If you were going on and take the call and seal it in prayer. God bless you, dear.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this word, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we want the God kind of faith, Father. We want to be like you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that as your word has gone forward, Father, we want to be that light that will dispel that darkness, Lord. We thank you because we make a joyful noise unto you. We thank you, Lord, because we serve you with gladness in our heart. We know that you are God, and we are your people. And we are the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the prayers of the righteous, because we know that you've heard our words. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being the healer of Minister Elijah, Father God, and also of Kip, and also of Miss Sylvia, Father. We thank you for the Preston family. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, the God that protects Miss Lois and her daughter, Father God, as they travel, Father, and Miss Whitaker. We thank you, Lord, because you are a provider, and we lack for nothing. There is nothing missing nor broken in your people, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, and you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for teaching us. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation knowledge of your word, Father, that we take this word, Father, and that we meditate on it, Father, and that we come before you, Lord God, to do what you've called us to be, Father. I thank you for the man of God, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the anointing on his life and for the gifts that are on him, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for redeeming his time, Lord. We just bless you. We honor you. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Father, that's on this call, that we will go out into the marketplace feeding your minister, Lord, having that God kind of faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's
amen. Amen. I'm here. I'm here. Thank you, Dr. J. Hallelujah. We praise God for that powerful, powerful word this morning. We thank you, Robin, for sealing the word, and oh my God, I tell you, meat, meat, meat to eat on, to chew on, to minister to our hearts. We thank you, Dr. Henderson, a powerful word, the God kind of life, and us getting in our lane. He just brought it in and brought it home, and we so appreciate you for that rich word this morning. Well, each and every one of you, we thank God. We celebrate you. We know that this word has blessed your heart. We'll have it posted on the website within the hour. We do have a callback number that for today. It lasts for just today. If you want to call back and call in, it's 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN number you called in on. You can listen to it on the phone today. I tell you, that was a word straight from the very throne room of God that fed our hearts and our minds and our spirits, and we celebrate God for you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much, Prayer General Amber, for opening up the call this morning. And Ms. Tiffany, as usual, thank you for always being there as our host. And to our entire Master's Call family, we know it really is all about the Master. And today, as we have heard the word tell us from our man of God, to find out what that call is on your life so that the rivers will flow out of you. And as some folks say out there, get in your lane so you can flow and grow steadily and strong. And we want you to submit and obey the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye. Our prayer team, if you will hang on for just a while as the rest of our guests leave the line. Got a few more folks who's hung up, so we'll.
Dr. Vanessa, are we still recording?
Hello? Anybody?
Okay, guys, we got just a few more. We're waiting to hang up.
Dr. Vanessa?
Yes?
Are we still recording?
And no.